"What do you think is going to happen?" I asked.
"I don't know, but I'm afraid." I shrugged my shoulders. For all his pain, Dirk Strover remained a ridiculous object. He might have excited sympathy. If he'd grown worn and thin, he did nothing of the kind. He remained fat, and his round red cheeks shone like ripe apples. He had great neatness of person, and he continued to wear his spruce black coat and his bowler hat, always a little too small for him, in a dapper, jaunty manner. He was getting something of a paunch, and sorrow had no effect on it. He looked more than ever like a prosperous bagman. It is hard that a man's exterior should tally so little sometimes with his soul. Dirk Strover had the passion of Romeo in the body of Sir Toby Belch. He had a sweet and generous nature, and yet was always blundering. A real feeling for what was beautiful, and the capacity to create only what was commonplace. A peculiar delicacy of sentiment and gross manners. He could exercise tact when dealing with the affairs of others, but none when dealing with his own. What a cruel practical joke old nature played when she flung so many contradictory elements together and left the man face to face with the perplexing callousness of the universe.